I have one of the lucky ones on the line with me. How you doing today, Rob?
I'm doing pretty good, Ann. I'm happy to call into the station and let y'all know what's going on down here in the Sunshine State. Made the 9-hour trek with my mom and our good friends Amy, Vaughn, and her husband Randy out of Clinton. Just a beautiful day, like you said, weather right now, low 60s, got a bit of a breeze. We're out here in our tailgating area. You would think we're at a Clemson game, just orange and purple as far as the eye can see. Definitely a lot of expectant and just hesitant fans ready to go. Just a few hours away from kickoff. By kickoff time, like you said, temps to be in the high 50s. We're going to be in the upper decks, just loud and proud as we can be, and hope we can come home with the championship. Couldn't ask for a better opportunity. Couldn't be more fortunate for this. Got to thank my folks for it. Just a lot of people know some folks down here that are here for the game, and we're just all on pins and needles, ready to go. Went to the tailgate area, big old tailgate party lot. I had the Heisman House little thing out there. It was kind of cool to see. Took a picture with the Heisman. I'll see if I can post that online when I get to it. But just concert going on, tailgate everywhere, great food, great people, you know, just smiling faces, and hopefully we can head back from Tampa Bay with a championship in hand, and I can enjoy the months off until we get back in the booth come August.
Well, there you go. But I understand a lot of people from Greenwood and surrounding areas are down there. Are we going to have a really good representation? I know we had a good one out there in Phoenix, Arizona. How's it going to be for Tampa?
I've been going through the media sites throughout the week just to see if I see any of my friends from school or that I've known for a while. If they're going to make the trek down here. Some of them have. Either they're going to just come down here and tailgate and try to get a ticket. I mean, ticket prices are astronomical compared to other title games. It's just what's at stake. It's the first rematch in national championship history, as I recall. And it's just two great teams, Clemson and Bama. But we should have a great contingent. The folks that we came down with, Randy and Amy, about four or five of his coworkers, they live in the Clinton area. They're down here in the same lot. They've been hanging out with them a little bit. We've just been enjoying it. But if I've walked around throughout the whole day, I'd probably say hey to maybe an eighth of the crowd. Either they know me or just being friendly Clemson fans, as we all know we can be. But we couldn't ask for a better contingent making the trek down. It's a lot closer than Glendale, Arizona, that's for sure. So we knew we were going to bring the crowd. But they come in no matter what, no matter if we're in Clemson country, all the way out in Pasadena, California. Clemson Nation, Tiger Nation is going to show up as best they can in numbers because we're everywhere. And of course, next year will be a hot ticket. If Clemson makes it again, it'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, in that new Mercedes-Benz Superdome right next to the Georgia Dome next season.
Yeah, but I've been hearing,
time will tell.
Yeah, but aren't they going to – that is going to be probably a little unlikely since they're losing so much of their team this year.
Yeah, it's a high chance, but, you know, everybody starts at zero come August and September. Even last year before the 2015 season, numerous people and analysts thought that 2016 was the year of the Tiger. I guess the Tigers didn't want to wait that long. They went to the championship, went undefeated all the way up to the title game, lost to Bama, of course. And now we're just using what we can while we can. We know Deshaun will more than likely head on to the pros. That's going to leave a big talent gap in the quarterback era, but we're just going to do what we can, just take care of here and now, win the game, just play our game. If we win, we got something to look forward to for 2017. If not, we'll get another chance.
I think everybody, it just needs to come together tonight. I mean, this is the defining moment here. Now, don't you agree, Rob?
Yes, ma'am. It's hard enough. You can ask anybody, you know, on any level of sports, pro, college, it's easy to win. It's hard to win, but it's harder to repeat, even to go back and finish second again.
I know that all season long you watch the Clemson, you're either there, you're watching it. What I had an article here that was in the state newspaper about what five things Clemson must do to beat Alabama tonight. What are you thinking needs to happen for Clemson to beat Alabama? I know you've looked at it. I know you've got an idea.
Well, you know, we've had a long time to just watch the games, study the players. It favors our side as far as talent, and we've been here before, so have they, but they got a freshman quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I think all it takes is just take control of what we can. We showed that we can just bounce back in the Fiesta Bowl last week. We had two early interceptions thrown by Deshaun, but we just bounced back. Our defense pressured JT Barrett all night. Just don't lose our composure. Keep our composure. Pressure Jalen Hurts into bad situations, and just control our game. We know Bama's the best of the best. It shows in their trophy room and the tenure that they've had as champions. But we're just doing the best we can with what we got, and we just got to play our game. And if they make a mistake, just don't interrupt them, as they say.
Yeah. Now, as far as the type of you said everybody's out there tailgating. Have you got any? Is there any special foods or anything out there?
Yeah, the big tailgate area right outside the stadium, it's game day was set up out there. They had a concert series going on throughout the weekend. But it's just been a lot of local restaurants combining together, selling their foods, great, you know, Cuban-style food, sandwiches, hot dogs, just the regular tailgate food, but the restaurant's getting to put their little spin on it. Got to eat a delicious chicken Cuban sandwich, one of the best sandwiches I've had, and they made sure they took care of everybody and made sure they had a good time, whether they were going to be in Raymond James Stadium or just tailgating and enjoying the pretty sights of downtown Tampa.
Well, have you had any chance to get away from the stadium, or have you just been hanging there?
It's about 50-50 with the ticket prices being so high, and you know, all the fun companies. They gave you a time to get them by a certain date. Probably the ones that are by the tailgate area are there to tailgate. The ones in our lot, it's probably 50-50. Some are here to tailgate, hoping for a ticket, a lucky break to get one or two maybe. And the rest of us, like myself, are fortunate enough to have one and get to experience one of the best venues and one of the best games in all of sports and national championship. You know, it's been 35 years since our first one. And that's been a long time just waiting on our minds. We'd love to get another one to match it and to kind of beat our chest a little bit and enjoy the off season before 2017 starts come September.
Now, what kind of ticket prices are you seeing down there, Rob?
I mean, they were, when it started out with Ipte, it was, you know, around a couple $100, and then the price just went up and up and up. You know, the closer you get to the game, the higher the price because of all that.
Yeah.
But,
What's the? Have you heard any of the scalping? I presume they've got a lot of scalpers down there trying to make some money on those tickets.
I mean, everyone's doing what they can to see what they need to do and try to get their spot. But they know it's win-win down here. Beautiful weather. I know up there it's about 30 degrees cooler back in the Palmetto State. Here in the Sunshine State, you wouldn't know it was January with how nice it is. I mean, we came down here, we could just watch the temperature gauge just rise higher and higher from 20-something into the 60s once we got into Orlando and down in Kissimmee. But it's just been a great experience even before kickoff, and I know for the next 4 hours come 8:30, all hope is just on the line, and we just got to see who comes out standing on top.
Okay. All right. Well, have you seen, I mean, do you see any of the players out there, or, you know, have you been able to see any of them or Coach Dabo or any of that?
They've been interviewing them on game day and just kind of keeping them kind of in a way shut in. They had all things scheduled. They stayed in hotels right by the stadium. They had breakfast early this morning. They had a run through in practice, and they came here probably about to pull up in about an hour or so, if not right now, close to the stadium, and then they're going to just use the next 2-3 hours to just get their mindset right.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we were talking about on the morning show is, can you actually sleep if you're a football player the night before a game like that? Do you think there was any real sleep going on?
I mean, they definitely are taking in the sights and the sounds and the experience, even if they're from freshmen to seniors, And but they're just, they know what's at stake. They know what they need to do. They're not going to, no one's gotten in trouble, thankfully, knock on wood. And but yeah, before they were asking the coaches and some of the analysts were asking throughout the weekend, what's going through the mind from freshman to senior, whether they've been here or not.
Right.
The night before the game, you got emotions running through you, adrenaline, you're just ready to go, but you got to find some ways to sleep so you can just be rested and ready to go when the game's here come Monday night. And but you know, you just got to do what you can, control yourself, control what you can, just take care of business and get through the day, and it'll be kickoff before you know it.
Absolutely. Well, that's why I was wondering, you know, how people would, how you would sleep. I mean, the anticipation. The few times I've been on a football field and looked up and seen the crowd up there, and this has to be really hard to totally focus and concentrate on that football field when all this other stuff is going around, and you know the noise level is going to be huge tonight.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just so much of the atmosphere, the fans, the people on the sidelines, family, friends, everybody is just all a big catalyst, and you just got to control your world, control your mindset as best you can.
Right.
And you take it in, don't let it consume you, and just, like I said, just play the game the best you can, and just leave it all out on the field, as the old saying goes.
Yeah. Well, any exciting sights or anything you've seen, anything you'd like to share with us, since you're the lucky one down there?
I mean, I'm one of the fortunate ones. Couldn't be more thankful and grateful for this opportunity. You know, my mom went last year in Glendale. The only way that she was able to do that was we have family out that way, of course. My sister lives out there, and my brother-in-law. And so she had a good reason to make her way out west, and we came up short. So hopefully we can get it here on the East Coast down here in Tampa. You know, it's staying. We've only played in, I believe, once before in the 09 ACC Championship. We came up short in that game. But hopefully we'll get all the luck will be on our side. We'll play our game and come up to Tiger Town and make it Title Town.
There you go. Well, I know it's going to be a lot of fun and excitement, and I am just so glad you got to call us and fill us in, and we're intensely jealous that you're down there in 60-plus degree weather. It's going to be perfect football weather tonight, and have a good time, Rob. You deserve it.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. If you want to tune in and listen to the game, we are one of the affiliates here on 98.5, not too hot, not too cold, just right radio, home of your Emerald Vikings, and, of course, your affiliate for Clemson Tigers football.
Go Tigers!
Go Tigers.
All right, Rob, have a good one, have a lot of fun, bring back some memories, and share some pictures if you get a chance.
Thank you, Ann.